What made you want to get involved with Catholic Relief Services?
So I was on the board of Catholic Relief Services from 2004 to 2010. And the work that I observed really transformed me. It deepened my faith, right? To see people doing such great work on behalf of the poor. It also created a question, and that is, you know, all of us have some protection between what we care about. Because if you care about everything, there's a sense that you could be overwhelmed, right? So whenever you read the newspapers, there's probably sections that you give yourself permission to not read. Oh, I don't need to read this. Or I think what we considered as our responsibility or not our responsibility, I think faith, as one of the people I respect a lot, Sharon Daylaw's parts, she's a writer, says in the life of faith, where God is always revising our boundaries outward. And I think that's what happened to me, that things that I used to say, oh, somebody else can be about this, not me. I think that I was really challenged on that. You know, your heart really is open. You know what I mean? If you look at the work of CRS, it would affect your heart. And I was so inspired. And then when I was asked to consider this as a candidate, I mean, the job is not offered to me. I have to go through the evaluation process like everybody else. I started looking at the materials. And clearly what I bring is not a depth of experience in international development and relief, but it's in strategy and organizational development. Mm-hmm. And I saw that there are lots of challenges and shifts in the environment, and that this is an organization which will have to really be very cognizant of the major developments and fashion responses which could handle those challenges. And it's the analogy of everybody's working heads down. You want someone to be working heads up and say, we're doing just fine, but the highways and the whole town is going that other direction. Do you see what mm-hmm. I mean? Mm-hmm. So I thought that that's something that I was trained to do since mm-hmm. 1975,
yes.
Where for no reason at all, I chose this field called strategic management. And that after 35 years, it was coming back to say, you know, you're supposed to know this.